T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bill Zimfer is our WRVA reporter covering things in Washington and internationally for us. And I understand that the president is back at the White House this morning, Bill, and he's tweeting out already there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea. I was really thrilled with what the president did yesterday, but that seems like a bit of an overstatement.
Yeah, but when it comes down to it, John, and good morning, good to be with you again. When it comes down to it, in general, I think you can say as a result of this summit, a couple of things. Number one, yes, it was historic. First time a U.S. president, sitting U.S. president, has sat down with a leader of North Korea. And number two, is the world a safer place today than it was 2 days ago, 6 months ago, a year ago? I think the answer is yes.
Gotta be. So, I agree with you, yeah.
Yeah, when you come down to that, I think it's an accurate statement. Now, is the total threat gone? No, and it won't be for a while until we can get through this whole process, which could take weeks and months and even years to get to total denuclearization. But you know, in all this, I think. At the very least, you must be very impressed with the president's physical stamina. This was just a grueling trip that he just completed, getting back to Washington early this morning after making stops in Guam and Hawaii on the way back. So, quite a feat for the president. And while it was an historic meeting, whether it is an historic agreement will be determined over the next weeks and months.
Yeah, well, it's important that you mention that he's 71 years old. I mean, about that. That these long plane trips, even on something as luxurious as Air Force One, I mean, this isn't just a phone it in type situation. He had to actually perform and be awake and engaged.
Yeah.
So that I'm glad you brought that up. That's important. Now, what's the reaction in D.C.? Our Democrats have got to be huddling to try to figure out, do they praise him? Do they criticize him? What do they do? I saw a lot of Democrats on my Facebook page yesterday who were still very hostile to the president and questioning his judgment about the decisions he made yesterday.
Well, you know what the state of politics is like in Washington these days. You're going to get criticism from the Democratic leadership, and that's exactly what we got, basically saying that the president gave up too much and didn't get really anything in return in this deal. That, of course, is slanted one way. So it's as you would expect. There was some criticism on the part of some Republicans as well, all about the military exercises that the president says we are going to end in South Korea. So there remains discussion about that as well, although that remains up in the air at this point, whether those military exercises will indeed be completely ended or will just be scaled back. Those discussions will continue with officials from South Korea and with others in the region like Japan, who says they'd like to see those exercises continue because as long as the United States is there in a state of readiness in South Korea, it makes Japan a little more comfortable at night.
Bill Zimfer, our WRVA reporter, was the Pentagon truly surprised by that particular concession on the president's part, or did they have a sense that that might be one of the things that was on the table?
Defense Secretary Mattis said he knew about it. He knew that this was going to happen. Now, whether that did filter down to the everyday operational aspect of the Pentagon, maybe it didn't. I mean, reportedly, the Pentagon was scrambling, as were military officials in South Korea, after hearing this from the president. Now, Mattis says he knew about it. Whether it was supposed to be announced at this summit is another matter. Sometimes the president goes ahead and announces things maybe before he is supposed to. So that could have been something that, while maybe it was discussed at the summit, maybe, of course, it wasn't in the agreement, but maybe it wasn't supposed to be announced at the current time.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting trick. You can always find somebody in every organization who doesn't know what the CEO knows, and that isn't necessarily a problem, is it? Sure. The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, this is kind of his time to shine now. He he's going to do the legwork to get to the next step. What is the next step?
Boy, is he ever going to do the legwork. The next step is to try to sew all this together with South Korea, with Japan, with China, and, of course, with North Korea. He has to, and of course, first he'll make the rounds of our allies, listening to their concerns here. South Korea's concerned about those military exercises and the effect it might have on that. China is concerned about the sanctions. They'd like to see the sanctions relieved earlier than the president wants to do. Because they are the biggest trading partner with North Korea, and it would affect their economy. Japan has its own agenda. They're worried about the abductees they claim are still being held in North Korea. They are also concerned about the ballistic missile stockpiles in North Korea, the medium-range missiles that could target Japan, not so much a threat to the United States, not the ICBMs. So he'll be making those rounds, then meeting with North Korean officials to try to weave all of this together into an agreement that the United States and North Korea can live with. Again, we're doing this kind of backwards. Usually this type of legwork is done before the leaders get together to sign the document.
Really interesting to see. So challenging next couple of months. Bill Zimper, WRVA reporter. Always appreciate the chance to talk to you. Thank you.
My pleasure, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.